KUSF San Francisco.
Thank you. You've heard me say many times on this radio show that there's kind of a Swedish invasion going on here in America. Many, many bands from Sweden have become pretty big here. The Hives, the Caesars, the Shout Out Louds. And today on Just Another Menace Sunday, we welcome another one to the fold that's doing quite well with their new CD on Mute Records called Hurricane Bar, Mondo Diao. They're kind of punky is the best way to describe them. You know, the punky in that classic, we all wear leather jackets and kind of ratty t-shirts mode. We caught them at Bottom of the Hill a few weeks ago when they appeared, and I do want to apologize in advance for the sound quality on this interview. Our digital recorder did what we call in the business overmodulation, so most of it's pretty good. I've cut it to make it sound pretty good. Hi there, welcome to Just Another Menace Sunday. Dennis the Menace, hope your Sunday is going well. First hour interviews with rock and rollers of note. Second hour, all new melodic rock and roll a la Dennis the Menace. And I think you're going to like the musical sandwich that Mondo Diao has cooked up for us. So without further ado, as usual, I guess we need to introduce the band.
So I think where we should start is pass around the microphone and everybody introduce themselves to make sure that I don't have members of, like, the Archies or, you know, some other goofy band.
So let's pass it around and everybody say hello and who you are.
Hello, I'm Bjorn.
Hello, I'm Gustav.
Hello, I'm Samuel. Hi there, I'm Mats.
And I'm CJ.
Okay, so you see now this is the trick. I still don't know. Nobody said the damn name of the band.
Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
We're Mondo Diao.
From Sweden, man.
From Sweden, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so there definitely is, and I'm not being funny here, there is a Swedish invasion going on in the U.S. because I'm looking at who I've talked to in the past, 3 months. Shout out Louds, Caesars.
Well, we were here like 2 years ago and they said the same thing.
Uh-oh, so what's happening 2 years ago?
But with different bands. I don't know what happened, but...
Who were the bands back then?
The Hives and Soundtrack of Our Lives.
I don't know why, you know,
It's strange because, you know, these bands, Caesars are, and Shout Out Louds, are very new.
But they're not there, I know that.
No, yeah, so it's not that current to us, you know, because the album they're releasing right now is 2 years old, and we've listened to it in Sweden for quite a few times. So I don't know if they're coming up with something new or so. But
you know what?
I think it's cool that, you know, if there's a sound, it's cool. Well, we always used music as, like, the same... Same thing like liquor, or same thing as whatever, movie, or, you know, just, it's just fun. Everyone should be able to just sing a song at a party, and everyone should, you know, that's kind of the spirit of music for us. It's always been like that. So we try not to focus too much on music and see it pretty lightly, that it's just music, hey, what's that? But the melody is the most important thing. Everything else is not important.
True, man.
At least their best songs out of any band is always the pop songs, like Clash or, you know, Zeppelin or whatever. You know, it's always the pop songs you remember. And there's no difference between, like, what's it called? Lost in the Supermarket with Clash and Billie Jean with Michael Jackson. It's just differently played.
So, from your band bio, let's identify who's here. There's one of you that's the NHL 2005 champion. There's
me, man.
That's you.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another one who has worked summer vacations at a creperie in France.
That's me.
That's a good.
What's your favorite crepe? Come on. What's the crepe that counts? Not the crap, but the crepe.
I like the usual with cheese and fresh mushrooms and fresh sun-dried tomatoes. And olives.
So your first album was basically the demos, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
But then you have a new producer, a little guy named Richard Rainey. You know, unknown producer there. A small man, hasn't worked with any good bands or anything like that. Kind of nothing much there.
Yeah.
Did you really bring him 60 demos? Did you really bring him a lot of material?
Yeah.
And then take me through the process of what it was like working with someone of this stature and... All of that sort of stuff. Because 60 demos, my God, that's a, you know, it's like you had a few tunes to offer there. Just a few.
Yeah. It was pretty boring working with him, I have to tell you. But
we have a little cynicism here.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're being serious?
I'm serious.
So tell me about this, because I want to hear. Because the producer's role has changed so much over the years, and you only hear two things about producers. People used to talk about Phil Spector and say it was absolutely torturous to work with him, but the result was, you know, Phil Spector. You know, same with name the Beatles producer, name anybody, you know. So tell me about boring. Let's divide it up. It was boring to work with him, but then are you happy with what happened?
Yeah, we're really happy with the result, but
I feel like the producing is not so important to us. It's never been, just that we play on every song and that it's our songs and our lyrics. That's the most important thing. Then how it comes out, how it sounds, you know, we feel like if we write a good song, no one can hurt it in any way. You know, you can produce it. And if it becomes bad just by production, it wasn't a very good song from the beginning.
You know, it was not necessary to have it that perfect for us, you know. We could have done it in one week, and he wanted to do it in two months.
And we sometimes was like, oh, you play the wrong chord there. And we were like, well, no one hears that. Come on, you know, who cares? When we play live and it's really good, we do tons of mistakes, and we thought that could be on the album. Because bring him in, it was, you know, we sing like fake English on some songs.
You're really big in Japan. Yeah. You even have Japanese versions of the videos on your website. So the Japanese, I've heard stories, they either sit there and go, or they actually rock out. Do you make them rock out? Tell me a little bit about why you're so big in...
I guess it goes back to what we said about melodies earlier, that they really like melodies in Japan.
They don't have to understand the lyrics.
No, they've always been big Beatles fans, for example, and I mean, Beatlemania is still going on in Japan. If you go there, they play Beatles everywhere, like in... they have music Beatles in elevators and... You know, so the melodies are pretty much what I think makes us so popular in Japan. But
so,
and then we look good, of course.
What's the strangest thing that's happened at a live show recently? That's just you've been like, oh my God, I can't. What's going on?
I don't know, but it was this festival in Eastern Germany this summer, like maybe a couple of months ago, and we were playing the song "You Can't Steal My Love." And it came out up to the part where it's supposed to become really sensitive and nice. You know, the soft part when it drops down to the piano. And Mats didn't have a regular Hammond organ that day. He had just a Nordlead keyboard, and he was supposed to change the sound from the organ sound to the piano sound. And something happened that... that, you know, so he couldn't really find the piano sound on that keyboard, so
he messed up,
and so he's going to strike this really beautiful chord, you know, and then there's organ sound instead of piano, and then he was so surprised by this that he couldn't get it together, and everybody in the band just started laughing.
You know, on the live set, it's just banging and banging and banging and banging, and then it's one sensible moment where
and
it's just pure love between
pure
a man and a woman,
and
you're singing, and it's so romantic, and you go down on your knees, and you're gonna have the piano behind you.
And then the
organ sweet piano, and then you hear...
If you could do any cover song, if there was any cover song in the world you could cover, what would you each like to cover? If you could, like,
Memphis, Tennessee,
New York, I would like to do.
Yeah. Okay, I dare you guys to do a verse of New York, New York tonight.
Holy night. Yeah, I would like to do that.
So the last thing we want to do is something that we call a musical sandwich. It's two of your songs as the bread and just about anything you can imagine in between as the fillings. So go for it.
Motown Blood is one piece of the bread, at least, I think.
Okay, one of the original.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I don't know, something from the Hurricane Bar, maybe?
What track would you like?
You Can't Steal My Love, or maybe we should have a Björn song instead. Yeah, that's true. Motown Blood, God Knows is the bread, and then in the middle we'll do You Can't Steal My Love.
Excellent. Okay. The microphones are yours. Anything you want. hit me with at least a few tunes apiece, anything you want in the middle. They've always kind of wanted to hear on the radio, and either, you know, this is your chance. And what's amazing, so, okay, heard it through the grape from the back here by the refrigerator. Heard it through the grapevine.
By Mark. Oh. And we should do, I think we should do Year Blues by the Beatles as well.
All right. Guess I'm Lonely Gonna Die.
Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
With Nina Simone.
With Nina Simone, not Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Nina Simone. Okay, we're getting there. Okay.
Bob Dylan, Mama, You've Been On My Mind. From the bootleg, you know, 64, mm-hmm. that Halloween concert.
What's
with John
that?
Baez.
What's that T-Rex song called? I Was Dancing When I Was 12.
Oh, yeah. That's, that was the opening of... Yeah, Cosmic Dancer.
Yeah, that's the song we want to hear.
Yeah, opening of Billy Elliot. Good stuff.
If you want me to stay with Sly Stone...
Okay, well, I do it again.
If you want me to...
Stay Sly Stone.
I would like to dedicate a song to this beautiful city that we're in. It's a song called If You're Going to Sam.
I have a verse for you again.
MacArthur Park. You're going to make me play 7 minutes of MacArthur Park by Richard Harris.
So Magnificent by the Clash.
I got it. The blues, man. I got three shows tonight, honey. We're going to have some fun until 5 o'clock. And the food ain't going to stop.
Just like Dylan, Mr. Jones. No. know the reason why. Black cloud crossed my mind, movements from my soul. Feel so suicidal, even hate my rock and roll. Wanna die, yeah, wanna die. If I ain't dead already, woo, girl, you know the reason why. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Samuel.
And Gustav.
And CJ.
And Bjorn.
And Mats.
From Mando Diao, Dennis the Menace has just completed our interview and now wants us to tell you what we think of him in our own language. We think that's very brave of him since he doesn't speak Swedish, so here goes. Jag tycker att han är lite smådryg och lite för gammal faktiskt att hålla på med musik.
If you speak Swedish, we'll pay you a lot of money if you don't translate any of what we just said. Or if you do decide to tell him, remember, we know where you live.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Worn out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched it down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down now. He looked at me to be the eyes of age as he spoke. He laughed and slapped his leg a step. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Said his name, Bojangles. Then he danced a lick across the sand. He grabbed his pants, a better stance. Oh, how he jumped up high. He clicked his heels. He let go alive. Let go alive. He stood up and shook back his clothes all around. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke with the tears of how his dog and he traveled about. His dog up and died. He just up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles,
oh, hey!
clouds I'm standing at. Maybe it's the weather or something like that. But Mama, you've been on my mind. Trouble, please don't put me down. Don't get upset, I am not pleading. Or say I can't forget you. I do not walk the floor, bow down and bend. But yet, Mama, you've been on my mind. Even though my mind is hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow. Where you've been, don't bother me. Not bring me down with sorrow. It don't even matter where you're waking up tomorrow. But Mama, you've been on my mind. Yes or no, please understand me. I'm not calling for you to go. I'm just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know. And Mama, you've been on my mind. Curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. I danced myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I danced myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Is it strange to dance so late? Is it strange to dance so late? Myself into the tomb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tomb. Is it wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? I like a need to have a load. Oh, 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 oh. I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of the womb.
strange to dance a silver. I dance myself into the tune, and then again once more. I dance myself out of the room. I dance myself out of the room. Is it strange to dance a silver? Myself out of the womb.
To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight, how could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder pocket for fun, ha ha. When you know that you never number two, number one gonna be number one. I'll be good. I wish I could. I get this message over to you now. You shape me again. I hope that you haven't been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
If you're going to say Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and we're pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Like tender babies in your hands, and the old man playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no. the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
by your promises. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fun band, Mando Diao, from Sweden. You can find their album Hurricane Bar on Mute Records. Their musical sandwich. In the interest of full disclosure, I had to skip a Stone Roses track just because of the time factor. You know, we'll play it another time. What can I say? Anyway, Mando Diao, You Can't Steal My Love, Clash Magnificent 7. All 7 minutes of Richard Harris, MacArthur Park, yay. Scott McKenzie, If You're Going to San Francisco, Sly and the Family Stone, If You Want Me to Stay, T-Rex, Cosmic Dancer, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, rare live track, Mama, You've Been on My Mind, Mando Diao, God Knows, Nina Simone, Mr. Bojangles, Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, The Beatles, Your Blues, Mando Diao, from their very, very first recording, Motown Blood. If you have any input, any thoughts on my interview with Mando Diao or any of the music that was played, please email me, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, at menaceattic.com, M-E-N-A-C-E-A-T-T-I-C.com.
If you have a life insurance policy no longer needed for its original purpose, you can use it to support KUSF and get a great income tax deduction. For more information about how to transfer your life insurance to USF, call David Cunningham, Director of Planned Giving at USF, at 415-422-2872.
We also accept old cars, old ashtrays, sofas you would leave on the street, anything, never mind. It's just another Menace Sunday. It's Dennis the Menace, the wise ass of the radio station. It's time for hour number two of this thing. All new melodic rock and roll a la Dennis the Menace. So, Mr. Engineer, the magic words. Would you please hit CD number two right now?